This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. Well, let's start with what didn't happen today. Progress on the fiscal cliff. Nothing. Nada. So what did make headlines? Well, November's jobs report, which contained this news. The jobless rate fell to 7.7%, nearly a four-year low. 146,000 new jobs were created. We'll talk about what that all means to the whole economy, but first, if you don't have a job, can today's report be of any practical use to you? Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
So I'm going to get my trusty HR manual off the shelf. Advice item number one, go to college.
Workers with a BA or more had an unemployment rate of 3.8%. Workers with less than a high school degree, 12.2%.
That's Heidi Shearholtz at the Economic Policy Institute. She says healthcare, bars and restaurants, they've been hiring strongly, though many of the jobs pay low wages. Beth Herman of the HR firm Manpower says better-paying jobs are turning up where retiring workers need to be replaced.
Manufacturing is not leaving the United States. If anything, it's coming back. Transportation, utilities.
Also, she says, be ready to move, especially any place they're drilling or fracking for fossil fuels.
North and South Dakota. Some of those states are screaming for talent right now.
Some sectors are still mortally wounded, like construction, but
as the housing market rebounds, lots of companies need moving and van storage drivers.
Michael Gritton runs Kentuckiana Works, the job agency in Louisville. So if his own niece corners him at the family Christmas party, what'll he tell her to go into?
Plastics.
No, for real?
One thing that niece should think hard about is information technology. There are jobs now and are going to be jobs in the future.
Starting with turning my HR binder into a mobile online app with location-based job search. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.